Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. Class, we have a new temporary call-in line number. So if you decide that you do want to call in to USA Prepares, this number is temporary. Evidently, there's a problem with the previous number, and the engineers are working on it. So here's a temporary number, and I'll let you know when this number is no longer to be used. 855-889-6864. 855-889-6864. Repeat. 855-889-6864. Delighted to be broadcasting with Dr. Sergei Shuley-Soren, MD, emergency room doctor. Welcome.
Thank you, and wonderful to be here. My voice is not the strongest. I'll do my best. But great to connect with another great fellow human and, of course, our amazing audience.
Yeah. You know, Dr. Sergei, I believe that if we had a contest, you know, our class versus any other broadcaster's audience, if it were on subjects other than politics, no matter what we'd be talking about, if it were like a spelling bee equivalent kind of a thing or general knowledge or how to do things, I believe our class would take first place. I believe,
there is a certain kind of crowd that basically seeks knowledge, common sense, and truth, life, and love, because that's what this is, truth, life, and love.
Yeah. Can we talk about cholesterol? You know, many of us go to our annual physical, and we get stuck, and blood's drawn, and there's a series of tests that are done. And one of them that seems to be focused on is cholesterol. What is it? What is high cholesterol? And it seems that more and more people are having high cholesterol. Is that correct or not?
That is absolutely 100,000% correct, including young people, even people in their 20s and younger, teens. Let me actually give you two perspective view of the world, because I'm trained in both. In other words, I'm trained in one, and I've realized that it's not working. So allow me to kind of walk you down the kind of the path of the conventional and what to expect. So basically what most people know and what you should realize is a complete nonsense. So you're feeling well, low energy, just, blah, just all sorts of things, weight gain, not exercising so much, lifestyle stress, you've accumulated perhaps blood pressure, perhaps diabetes, most likely, or there'll be other things as well. Thyroid is probably kind of on the lower end, but you're okay. Again, hey, numbers are okay, right? So anyhow, so you come into your doctor, they order your yearly blood work. And so you do your yearly blood work, which includes to typically CBC, which is good because, again, if it's abnormality on the blood counts, you need to know. But it's a basic. It's not anything that tells you anything, that tells you more about the parents. They'll get a chemistry, liver, kidneys, electrolytes. Also good to know. But again, is that everything you need to know? No. It just tells you that you're not dying right now. That's what I use in the emergency room frequently. And then they'll frequently get a TSH, which is for thyroid, and tells me nothing because most people don't even test for free T3, which is a working functional thyroid, or sometimes they test for free T4, but that's all they do. That's a storage form. And then there's other things, reverse T3. Again, people don't know how to work this up. But the system is a system. That's what it is. So you end up with a TSH, and you end up with a lipid panel. Hopefully fasting. And then the doctor is going to come and talk to you, and let's say your number is, let's say, greater than 200 on total cholesterol, or greater than 150 on triglycerides, or the ratio of LDL to HDL. HDL is supposed to be the good one, and LDL is the bad one, especially if LDL is greater than 100. So you end up with, let's say, a cholesterol number of 201, which is a silly number. Your doctor just says, okay, here's the protocol, you go on a statin drug. Boom, here you go, enjoy your good health. Well, what happens? And the statin is going to basically be, well, it's going to ruin your muscle, your cardiac, your brain, Alzheimer's, all sorts of stuff, and it interferes with metabolism. And so that's a Band-Aid that's basically with a poison on it. If I may, an analogy, and then of course your cholesterol will it normalizes, and the doctor says, now there's a new guideline that came out, or I'm going to follow through and I'm going to get your cholesterol down to less than 100. Oh, now we're going to be real healthy. Well, guess what, folks? That's your precursor to hormones. That's your precursor to DHEA and even cortisol. So now you're in adrenal burn now, just because you don't have any, your building block has been taken away. Your Lego set has been depleted, and anytime you try to accumulate or try to save some, the big brother comes along and says, nope, not allowed to have it. Cholesterol is bad. We need to lower. And now they're saying down to 70s, and oh God, that's not even livable in range. So that's conventional, and you start to feel worse and worse, and you get on more medications, you develop other things among the metabolic syndrome, which includes 100% comorbid at the same time, blood pressure, sugar, that's just what happens. Yeah, and we can talk about a car. One fluid that runs low is going to put a stress on all the other systems. Vincent knows more about cars, but if you don't put the engine oil, just see what happens with the rest of it. I mean, boom. You keep going and keep going, and then all of a sudden you're sick, you're frail, you're elderly, you feel like crap. Am I allowed to say that on the radio? There's a stronger word. You're sick and tired. If you're feeling sick and tired, now you wanted to check out the alternative. Okay, here comes the, here's what we do. So first and foremost, we have to understand that cholesterol is part of the bigger picture. It's part of the metabolic syndrome. You have to look under the hood of the car. What's going on? You can't just assume or put a Band-Aid or put a quick fix and ignore the underlying issue. So what's under it? Stress. Limbic system, which is very powerful in the body, stress cascade, which is part of that, metabolism, hormones, thyroid, and immunity. So if those things are not working well, if you don't have a good base foundation lifestyle that is solid, if you don't have good circadian rhythms, if you don't have good foundational building blocks with nutrition, micros, macros, in other words, things that we eat, the right amounts, the vitamins, the supplements that are basically missing in our food supply and missing in our life in general for a general person, and even more so for a sick person. And, of course, then there's mental, emotional, and there's garbage and crap through all kinds of media and all sorts of pollution on mental, emotional end, which compromises everything else. That's the control system right there as well. and then we wonder why we have broken humans. God doesn't make junk. So we got to remember, we got to get back, and we got to rebuild step by step. And it's a process. That's why I have a metabolic expert here, Rachel. Dr. Rachel Schuck, who basically takes people from the foundations and the lifestyle and just accountability. What the heck are you doing? You're not getting good results? Look at the process. But be honest. If it ain't working, fix it. Take responsibility. Take accountability. It's your life. It's your outcomes. You're not happy. You're not healthy. You're not doing well. You're not feeling well. Change it. Take the first step. And then, of course, there's the things that I do, which is, working with Rachel on the basics, the foundation, the limbic system, but also, you know, working with the major foundational systems, hormones, thyroid, limbics, immunity, metabolism, and just it's a beautiful, beautiful mix of flowing things that are either in balance, in control, in alignment, and everything is proper. God doesn't make junk, you know, divine design, or it's a human. Humans are great at making messes. So let's get back to the truth, to the light and the love. Let's get back to the divine, natural creation, and let's honor this incredible temple that's the body, and that's cholesterol. So cholesterol is a label that can go away, together with all the other labels, but we just kind of get back to the basics. Vincent, I'm sorry, I kind of went on a little bit of a.
No, I think what you said was outstanding. It's like if someone asked me about preparedness, I just go off and, and nonstop. It was excellent what you just said. So the takeaways that I wrote down are: cholesterol can be increased higher than normal if the stress level of a person is higher. If the thyroid's not functioning properly, I believe I heard somewhere in there, between the lines, not enough sleep and improper or inadequate nutrition. So those are big players in, And now, I know people who are obese, actually fat, and the fatter they get, the more they depend on things like when they go to the supermarket, they hop on one of those scooters, which seems like that kind of makes the whole situation worse. Maybe if they walked around those aisles, maybe and huffed and puffed a little bit and burned some of those calories, maybe ate better and didn't rely on that motorized scooter and actually pushed their own cart, wouldn't that be a little better in general terms, rather than riding a scooter?
100%. And this goes back to the concept that everything is a feedback loop. So, for example, I'm just going to say, if I find myself out of shape, overweight, and unable to walk to do the shopping on my own 2 feet, I'm just going to turn around, look in the mirror, and say to myself, what the heck did I get myself into, and how do I get back? It's a reminder. It's not to say, hey, oh, now I'm feeling worse and tighter. Okay, where's the bigger, crutch?
Now, your dad has said many times, I'm talking about Dr. Norm Shealy.
Yeah.
Dr. Sergey's dad. He's said many times that, you know, Dr. Shealy, what do you think about McDonald's? Poison! And, does that ring a bell? And you know, McDonald's has never said, y'all, don't y'all be saying that. Obviously, it's true. Obviously, it's true. And I don't know anybody who has gotten healthy eating McDonald's food. I don't know anybody. Do you?
Nope.
We'll be right back.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Dr. Sergey Shuly Soren is with us, MD. And emergency room doctor. And if you'd like to call his office, make an appointment, talk with him on the phone for medical advice, if you'd like to have a telecommunications visit with him with your phone, or if you'd like to meet in person, here's the telephone number to call. 417-351-5221. Repeat. 417-351-5221. That's in Springfield, Missouri, Central Time Zone. Dr. Sergey, so let's say a person is going to the doctor's, you know, for the annual checkup, and it's been a great week before that. Pizza, oh, heck, big pizza, can't eat it, the whole thing, so goes in the refrigerator and, you know, two slices a day for a week. And, you know, grilled cheese sandwiches for lunch and, you know, a lot of cholesterol. And then the person goes in for the doctor's appointment and the doctor says, well, did you fast? No, but I had breakfast. And the doctor says, well, let's try it. Let's do a blood test. How accurate is that blood test going to be? Is it going to be from the pizza? And the fats and the butter. The
triglycerides are going to be through the roof, so that's unreliable. The rest of the cholesterol panel may be representative, but it's you're going to have to repeat it fasting. I mean, that's just a bad way of doing that, you know?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And now, here's the next question. What is the possibility that a person who has done all those things, had the pizza and had those, you know, the high cholesterol foods and, you know, the canned soups that have, you know, close to 100% of the daily maximum of cholesterol in, you know, a can, a person will have a whole can, those kinds of things, and then goes for that blood test without fasting, or just fast for, you know, not overnight, but had breakfast, you know, good big breakfast, and then the blood work comes back high cholesterol, then the person is put on a cholesterol-lowering drug, right? Isn't that what happens?
Yeah, absolutely. So, and let me actually, you're going to have a blast with this, I think. So, back in the day, right, and if you lived, you know, long enough, again, back in, I don't know how many years ago, a normal panel was actually up to 300. So now let's think about the economics of it. Just assume, you know, if there's an option possibility, you're an economist, right? If you are in a medical industry and the cutoff for the cholesterol so you can prescribe statins and things of that nature is 300. And then let's say, how do you qualify more people, especially with a medical industry where the doctors, forgive the expression, are literally the pimps and pushing whatever drugs that, you know, they're told to push, because that's literally the only answer that you have in the system to stay within standards, right? So you can stay being a doctor. So what happens then is the number now moves from 300 acceptable range to 200 acceptable range. Now, is that because of new evidence and data that says that the 300 is no longer safe, or that we were wrong, or is there a component there about the at 200 that's a whole 100 range where we can, you're indicated to give statins? Boom, there you go. Opportunity in terms of business. So again, I don't want to assume, and I'm sure the answer is somewhere in the middle. But Vincent, what are your thoughts?
Well, I think that there are a lot of things that go wrong. People are in a rush, and I don't know why, but people seem to be racing around. I mean, all you have to do is look at the highway, and you see how many people on the fast lane compared to how many people on the slow lane. People hurry, hurry, hurry. So I think what happens is when they go to the doctor's office, they're in a hurry. And they forget, you know what, I think that I might be getting a blood test, because what's happening today, and I'm talking about hospital situations, hospital doctors that practice via the hospitals, I don't think they get a letter that says in the mail, so we're going to have your annual exam, and here are the things that we're going to look at. Don't y'all be eating breakfast, you know, because we're going to do some blood work. People don't get that. They don't get that letter. They don't know. They go to the doctor's office. They get the test. Test comes back high. Statins. I think that's just the way it is. And I think we need to have more communication. But we've lost that because we can't call the doctors anymore. Now we can call you. But Dr. Sergey, very good. Thank you. I'll see you next week.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA News Update. The 2024 presidential election is under 1 year away. New polls by the New York Times and Siena College shows presidential candidate Donald Trump holds an edge over President Biden across five key swing states in a matchup. As a continuation of the 2020 election, Biden is favored by Democrats and Trump is substantially favored by Republicans. More than 300 Americans, their families, and some permanent U.S. residents have left Gaza. John Feiner, U.S. Deputy National Security Advisor, said yesterday on CBS News,
"We believe that there are still a number of Americans inside Gaza, but that over the last several days, through pretty intensive negotiations with all sides relevant to this conflict, we have been able to get out more than 300 Americans, lawful permanent residents, and their family members. This is obviously a major priority and one that we are going to continue to work at."
Lance Pry, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. The remainder of today's class, hour and a half, with Frank Pacheco. He's in Canada, and we're going to be talking about appliances, individual appliances, how to use them, maintain them, repurposing of them. And I've got a picture in front of me that Frank sent me about how he repurposed a refrigerator into a smoker. What a great idea. Welcome, Frank. Did we lose Frank? Okay. Jason is going to be getting Frank back. We seem to have lost the call. You know, I wanted to mention, class, I'm going to clean the furnace filters. And what I noticed is the people who install furnaces in basements set, let's say it's a new house, or let's say it's a replacement furnace. It seems that the furnaces get set right on the floor. You know, the metal, sheet metal of the furnace, right on the concrete floor, if there's a concrete floor in the basement. And there's always moisture that wicks up from underneath the concrete floor, always. And it seems to me that raising the furnace up on concrete blocks, like, 4 inches tall, would be a real good idea. And so we have our furnace raised up off the floor. And it makes a lot of sense to me. And the same thing, I think, should happen with hot water heaters, water softeners, you know, those kinds of household appliances that are in a basement, and some of them have drains on them. Like a hot water heater has a drain at the bottom. But how do you drain water out of a hot water heater that's where the drain is like 1 inch off the floor? How do you do that? So, Frank, what do you think? I'm sure you've seen all this, right?
Well, I don't know how everything gets together. But anyway, I lost you, but I'm back. Yeah. What do I think? Well, I want to think how Sweet Pea is doing. Boy, that was a beautiful little picture of a little sweetheart.
Sweet Pea is the name that Lou Cassidy and Mrs. Spinelli, simultaneously, while not talking with each other, came up with Sweet Pea, this bottle calf. And this little girl, a couple months old, has she gets a bottle 3 times a day. And when you give this calf a bottle, it's a half a gallon. So it's a big bottle. And so Mrs. Finelli makes the formula from a powdered calf milk. And 3 times a day, and so the calf is called Sweet Pea, and so she had a milk mouth. I mean, like foam from milk from the bottle. And I sent a picture to some of the instructors just to show them. And what a great picture, right? And some
beautiful
people thought
picture.
You know, it should be entered in some kind of a contest.
I think so.
Yeah, and she's a real sweetheart, but that's Sweet Pea, and so for now that's her name. And what happens, Frank, is we become her parents, and she will follow us around. And even when we turn her out to meet with the rest of the herd and grow up as a cow, when she sees us or hears one of our vehicles, like, and we have a Jeep, an old Jeep that we use across the farm, and it sounds different from, you know, the other vehicles that we have here at the farm. And the cows know that when they hear the sound of that Jeep, that means we're going to see the cows. And they come and they check us out. But the bottle calves, you know, they want to look in our pockets. They want to look in the window of the Jeep. They want to see if we have any, you know, the equivalent of dog biscuits. We have these, what's called range cubes. And it's like a treat for the cows. And
wow.
It's a protein. And they love them. So it's like a dog with a dog biscuit. But they know that we keep them in you know, like our jacket pockets. And they go looking in our pockets. And then if they don't find them there, they go looking in the window of the Jeep. See if they're in, you know, on the front seat. No kidding. So it's a wonderful thing, Frank. It really
is. Must be a great being a farmer. I feed a lot of birds, and every morning that's my good feeling. I have quite a bit of birds coming. I spend a bit of money on bird feed, but it's so beautiful because they're all there waiting for me outside in trees, up on my roof, and so on and so forth. And I mean, I just put them down before I know they're those pigeons. And I'm not joking right now when I say I get about 50 pigeons coming, running, or flying over me to come and get their feed. And it makes my day. From there on in, I said, I've taken care of the world. I'm a happy person.
So we have the same thing. And we have a barn near the house. And, you know, we leave the door open during the day. And these guys, there are steel trusses.
Mm-hmm.
So these guys and gals have set up housekeeping. And it was great. It was just two. Now it's at least 13. and they have babies, and they're in the nests, and they're in the barn, and there's bird poop on the tractors, the cars, the
yeah, bird poop all over, but it's okay.
Yeah.
Anyway, say we have a nice, interesting class. Yeah, for went to answer your question for sure. Part of my is raising things off the ground, for to protect it from moisture, and not only that, when you're installing things on, because furnaces these days can go all over, any place in the house, closets and things on. Make sure you do protect with something underneath. There are out there, I don't know if you know, the water sensors that I will always recommend to my customer if they have a furnace or a washing machine. Very popular to have washer and dryers in bedrooms right now. I don't know if you know that. I don't know what the reason is. I guess it's easier to load your dishes, load your clothes, but for sure, I've seen one or two in my career where water has greatly damaged ceilings and things like that.
You know, Frank, I that was really kind of strange and it kind of surprised me, washer and dryer in the bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, in our house, that's kind of strange. But we have a laundry, like a utility room, where like a mud room off the garage. So if we've got, you know, mud on our boots, we go into the tiled, ceramic tiled area, and the washer and dryer is there, countertop for, you know, sorting clothes. But I understand this because we have an area for a washer and a dryer, but I haven't hooked up a dryer in 18 years because we hang our clothes out on the line. But I do understand, you know, now that you said it, laundry in the bedroom, because heck, you get dressed in the bedroom typically, or the bathroom right off the bedroom. You know, why go to the other end of the house and drag the laundry around? It makes perfect sense, except for the leaks. And
but it can be solved. I mean, there are two things that, while we're talking about it, if you're doing a laundry setup on the second floor, a bedroom, which is not concrete, the first thing that I recommend when I'm doing these installations is get a 3/4-inch plywood before you start, because that thing will shake your house if you don't have a good steady floor. And 3/4-inch plywood does the trick most of the times for me. And then I get a pan done with about an inch lip on it. Because the idea there is, obviously, you want to start telling the customer if you have a problem that is leaking, and then I advise, and now they have such great sensors that are even Wi-Fi, and so we put those in the back, and then I can feel very confident and comfortable that we're not going to have major problems.
Frank, when you say 3/4-inch plywood, you talk about underlayment on the...
Yes. Yeah, under the washing machine and dryer. Because when those things start to spin, they could actually rattle the whole house.
Yeah. Yeah, so, class, and leaks. You can almost be guaranteed that you're at some time during the life of a clothes washing machine, it's going to leak. You can almost be assured of that. So, that being the case, this Wi-Fi sensor, does that say... you know, alert, just want to let you know, your kitchen's flooded.
The joys of technology, isn't it good?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
One hopes that it all works at the end.
Frank, you mentioned a pan, and I have seen these. So, class, what this is a, it's kind of like a plastic pan that can take, it's kind of tough, and it can take some abuse, and it has a lip on it.
Mm-hmm.
So if the washing machine drips, you know, from the tub, for example, or the hosing, or the motor, or the water pump driven by the motor, if there's a leak, it'll leak onto the pan, and you can catch 3/4 of an inch high of it if the floor's level before it starts leaking out of the pan and damaging, you know, the surrounding floor.
Yeah.
So that's what you're talking about, right?
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Now, I do get my maid specifically. specifically because there's so many different sizes, but they are the plastic ones that you're talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about, yeah.
Frank, what I found with those is that the plastic is kind of slippery.
Mm-hmm.
And if the washing machine, like a traditional agitator washing machine, goes out of balance, that pan can help the washing machine walk.
That's right.
It's like putting roller skates under your washing machine. You know, I'm exaggerating, of
mm-hmm,
course.
Mm-hmm.
But it's easier for that washing machine to walk because it's on a slippery plastic pan,
mm-hmm,
rather than the four rubber-footed legs of the washing machine itself. I'm talking about an agitator now.
Mm-hmm.
Agitator.
Mm-hmm.
But I have tried that. The problem I had was the out-of-balance loads. And maybe the plastic has changed and it's less slippery. Or maybe if you took some pieces of a rubber tire tube, and cut them up and put some squares under the pan, between the pan and the floor, maybe it wouldn't walk so much.
Personally, myself, I use, if they have around, an old rug.
Yeah.
And with a rubber mat and put right. that down and put the, because you don't care if it gets wet.
Right.
So that's one of the little tricks that I have. And believe it or not, there are stabilizers out there. When you first look at them, that's for washing machines class, when your machine is going all over the place. They look so simple and so, it's like, it does work, and I don't know what is it that they make. You can get them on Amazon. It's self-leveling, these kind of rubber foam things that you put in the legs of a washing machine. So, and it is so much out there, and you just be inventive. So you like my fridge, the smoker?
Yeah. You want to talk about that?
Well, I want to talk about a whole bunch of repurposing appliances. This is the time to tell the class. These are things that I've seen, and therefore, you need to do some education. You need to decide yourself how to do it. Of course, the first question that comes up is, gee, a fridge with plastic lining and you're using it as a smoker. Well, there's a little bit of work involved in it. Obviously, you've got to somehow see that the concept there was to use the fridge as the support mechanism for the smoker. So
as Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamil that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamil, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Frank's with us. We're talking about appliances. Frank, I have just a quick comment before we continue. I was talking with a guy who's around 40 years old, something like that. And he's an operations manager of a company. And we were talking about appliances, and I mentioned to him your statement about it taking two men to install the appliance originally and two men to take it out, but one man to put the new one in because the new one's so much lighter. So I was just kind of paraphrasing. And he said, that's absolutely right. And the average young person today, if he buys a washing machine, he's going to buy 5 sets of washers and dryers at least in, 10 sets in his lifetime. 10 sets of washers and dryers because they last, 5 years. I think he's absolutely right. Yeah. What do you think?
Well, absolutely. I mean, that is for sure the two men taking up a man taking it. That is why it's so important for our students to extend the life by knowing, especially for me, because obviously I do repairs and I know what goes wrong with them. So if they can extend that life for a washing machine, like for eternity, no, maybe not, but for a couple more years, then you probably can only have 5. But for example, let's look at a washing machine, okay? A lot of people think, I have a small load. I'm going to put a small load of water. Well, that is fine and dandy. You're going to save water, but the problem is you're putting so much stress on that transmission. So the concept here is, do a good load, but always, my machine is always left on high water. What it is, we have a septic system. The chap says the more water goes into our septic system, the better, because it dilutes everything that goes along with it. But there are so many shafts on agitators I've repaired, and transmissions the gears breaking because the load, sometimes you don't think it's that big, but it is compared to the water that you have inside it. So that's one of the greatest things. The other thing that the manufacturer is kind of aware is these machines are the motors, most of them are designed to do three, maybe four loads at a time. But now you take the whole Saturday to do all day long laundry. Guess what's going to happen? That windings are going to overheat. The shellac that protects those windings are going to start getting hot, melt, bang, there goes your motor. So those that, for a washing machine, just keep that in the back of your mind. Is try to do at least no more than three loads at a time, and always keep your water on high.
Yeah, but Frank, that never happened with, you know, the we do the same thing. If we're going to make an error or mistake, we're going to use too much water, okay,
mm-hmm.
rather than not enough. Exactly what you're saying. So
mm-hmm.
we totally agree with that. But with the older washing machines, the ones with the open frame motors,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking about the, you know, the Whirlpool design,
mm-hmm.
they could run and run and run all day, right? It's the newer
Definitely.
Ones that can't.
There's no doubt about it that you take an old motor from an old washing machine, and I have a number of them if you need them, compared to the motors that are on machines today is quite a different. See, I don't know if you realize that, but this is one of the things about appliances that took me for the longest thing to understand. Car prices kept going up. And in my life in the appliance repair business, I could never understand appliance parts. kept decreasing. There was a time in my career or my business that, and that's one of the reasons why I went into heating, is appliances were so reasonably priced that it was almost not worth repairing. And you start thinking, but why? Cars go up, this goes up, appliances kept coming down in prices. The reason for that is there was so much good material in those old appliances, and they kept cheapening. And so there you go. Now, I think it's kind of set a plateau, and it's now kind of okay, but obviously, as we know, some companies and the manufacturers out there are still not what they used to be in the 1960s and 70s for making appliances.
Yeah, and even the chest freezers.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at a new chest freezer that comes from Asia,
mm-hmm.
you see that the lining on the bottom, the floor inside of a chest freezer, it's kind of like a stippled aluminum.
Mm-hmm.
It's like real thick aluminum foil. And if you drop a frozen hamburger, you are going to put a dent, no kidding, in the floor of that chest freezer. Tell me I'm wrong, Frank. I think it's right.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Is that right, Frank?
Yeah, you're absolutely true. But I'm laughing so much here.
All right, we're going into
sense of humor, it's great.
Top of what? Yeah, imagine if you dropped a whole steak instead of a hamburger. Yeah, Frank and I will be right back. Class.
Yeah, and we're going to tell you what to do with that freezer that's gone bad.
Right. Mm-hmm. And that's where we're headed, class, because times are getting tougher.
Yeah, where's that?
Yep, we'll be right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.